The Columbia Workshop presents Bread on the Water. The scene, Christmas Eve on a waterfront street. Two young boys, brothers, faces blue as coal, stand warming themselves by a small fire built in an empty oil drum.
Gee, Red, it's getting kind of cold. Better get some more wood for the fire.
Yeah.
Bet your bucket snows by morning.
So what?
Well, last year we made 6 bits cleaning off snow, didn't we?
Yeah, but this ain't last year.
Well?
Last year we had a shovel.
Yeah. I never thought of that.
Listen to him. Holy night. Silent night.
Yeah. Why aren't they swinging? Da-da-dee-da-da-da-da-da-dee-da-da-da.
But cut it out.
Oh, I ain't doing nothing. I was only...
Shut up.
What's eating you all day? I mean, what's wrong with you?
This Christmas stuff.
Christmas stuff?
What do they want to make it tough for?
What do you mean?
Filling the windows full of junk. All that baloney about giving stuff. I say if people got dough to throw around, well, let them throw it. Not make such a noise about it.
Yeah, that's right.
Just another day, that's all.
Yeah.
Baloney, that's what it is.
Red.
Yeah?
We tried to get the dough for it. We've been trying since summer.
Yeah, but trying ain't getting it. Oh, the heck with it. The heck with everything. The heck with Christmas.
Red. You ain't crying.
Who's crying, you punk? Come on, let's get out of here.
Where'll we go?
Any place. Let's get away from them punk singing. Let's get away from this Christmas stuff.
Okay. Leave the fire going?
Yeah, yeah. Come on. Come on.
Gee, you have to walk so fast? Which way will we go?
Who cares? What's the difference? Keep moving, that's all. When you move, you don't think.
What'd you say?
Nothing. Keep walking.
Sure blowing colder and colder, ain't it?
So what?
Well, I was just telling you. Street's kind of empty, ain't they? Everybody kind of staying home tonight, ain't they? Much to do, I bet you. Wrapping up stuff, you know.
You have to keep talking?
I was only saying...
Well, don't say it. Keep walking, that's all.
Okay.
Wait up there, boys.
Rick, it's Blackwood. Come on, let's scram.
Yeah, I want to talk to you, kid.
Don't run, Buck. We ain't done nothing.
He looks awful sore at something.
So what?
Hey, you kids, I want to talk to you.
You said that before.
Oh, now, don't start that stuff. Ain't I trying to be friends?
Rick, did you hear that?
Yeah, that's what I said, friends. You know, I was standing over there on the corner, and all at once it comes to me just like that.
What?
I says to myself, I says, Fogarty, you've been shagging them kids long enough. All right, they're a bunch of young squirts, and they ought to get their pants warm regular with your nightstick, but, well, it's Christmas, and they're kids, ain't they? So I says to myself, I says, Fogarty,
come on, Buck.
Where are you kids going?
They got a law about walking now?
Oh, but I'm talking to you. I'm trying to tell you. Look, I was telling you.
Yeah, I know. From now on, you're moving in with us. You're uptown.
That's right.
Come on.
Oh, now, wait a minute. What's wrong with you? Haven't they told you it's Christmas?
All right, Topper. So it's Christmas. So we're pals. We're buddies. We joined the same line. Come on, Buck.
Yeah.
Oh, now, kid, listen. Now, what do you want to be like that for? All right, so I shoved you kids around? All right, I was only doing my job, wasn't I? But tonight it's different, see?
I don't see nothing but the sidewalk. Come on, Buck.
Okay, punk, I give up. That's the way you jerks want to have it. It's all right with me.
Do you have to walk so fast?
Yeah.
What good's legging it gonna do? Gosh, we tried to get the money.
I told you, trying ain't getting it.
But Red...
Stop talking about it, will you? Stop talking or I'll give you...
Give him what, Red?
Oh, hello, Father Rogan.
You mean Merry Christmas, don't you, Red? Hello, Buck.
Hello, Father Rogan.
Are you boys heading anywhere in particular?
Yeah.
We will walk.
Oh, fine. I'll walk away with you. I've got to stop off at Mr. Kramer's. He's furnishing the Frankfurters for our little festivity at the parish house tomorrow night. You boys will be over, of course.
Yeah, sure. Ain't we always there when there's eats, ain't we?
Well, from the tone of your voice, I think I'd better have Mr. Kramer double his Frankfurter generosity. Oh, it's good walking tonight, isn't it, Red?
Yeah.
In trouble, Red?
No, he ain't in trouble, Father. He's just thinking, that's all.
And a good night to think it is. I've been thinking, too.
What about?
Remember that time you boys organized a neighborhood football team?
You mean you did?
Now, don't get technical. Remember when I showed you how to get a punt off quickly? You, Buck, said to me, I remember the word suddenly tonight. You said, gosh, Father Rogan, you can do anything.
Yeah, you sure can kick 'em.
Yes, I can get a punt away. But an idea, it gets blocked every time.
Red, what's he talking about?
A man was born this night, and he had an idea. And all my life, I've believed in that idea so strongly that I've wanted to give it to everyone. And yet I've failed to get it off even here in this forsaken place. The idea of all men of all breeds living as brothers. And now suddenly there's a pestilence of new hatred in the air. Talk of purity of race and this breed, worthier of life than that breed. Men as savages to other men, over a name as meaningless as all names. A savagery beyond endurance. But I won't let it happen here, boys. I won't. I won't. We've come too far to let the darkness of the past catch up with us. I am talking too much. I know it, fellas. A cold, clear night, isn't it, boys? If we were only walking in open country, away from the glare of the city, we'd be able to see the stars as they were that night.
What night?
That night in Bethlehem.
Oh.
Red.
Huh?
Red, what's your trouble? Red, didn't you hear me?
I heard just a question.
Tell me, boy, what is it?
Nothing.
Now, Red, I know I've been talking of this and that, but all the time I've realized from the look of you that something's wrong. We've been friends, Red. We've had fun together, haven't we? Then why not share your trouble with me? Tell me, will you?
Nothing to tell you.
But, Red...
Let me alone. Buck, come on.
Red! Hey, Red, wait for me. Wait!
Boys, come back. Boys!
Red!
Come back a moment.
Red, for the love of Mike, take it easy, will you?
Yeah, okay.
What do you have to run for? See, Red?
Okay.
Boy, let's stop and get my wind.
Keep walking.
What do you want to be like that for? What good's running and walking? We can't get away from tomorrow that way, can we?
You gotta talk all the time?
Sure, I'll talk, wise guy. Father Rogan asked you what was up, didn't he? So what do? You start running, that's smart, yeah. Maybe Father Rogan could have done...
I'm putting up. What can he do? Give me that now and lay me down to sleep.
But, Red...
Well, if they paid off a baloney like that, why ain't he got something? Why, he ain't even got a coat.
Yep. Yeah, that's right.
Sure I'm right. The stars that shine in Bethlehem and all that junk is fancy stuff to talk about. But it ain't helping you and it ain't helping me to...
Look.
What?
That guy by the lamppost.
Yeah.
Has he got a snood full?
Well, this is my little cousin.
Hey, Red, hear this guy. Said we're his cousin.
My little cousin. My dear little cousin.
We ain't got any cousins.
If you were related to me, you'd be my cousins, wouldn't you? All right. Let's have no more arguments. The world's full of arguments already. Look at me. Night before Christmas. Look at me draped around a post. Why? Somebody answer me, why?
Keep you from falling down.
What did I say to you? It was wrong. What did I say? You kids wouldn't understand. That was happy Christmas time when I was a kid. You grow up in the troubles. Kids don't have them.
Rick, listen to the guy. Kids don't have...
I heard him.
Christmas, I said. Gene, I said, I'm lonely, Gene. Let's not wait anymore. I know you like fun, but it'll be fun, the little fella in your arms, I said. Oh, now, Gene, let's not argue about it. What's the use talking? It was the night before Christmas. She was out with her pals, dancing and drinking and singing. That's it, singing. You boys know how to sing?
Come on, Buck, let's get going.
No, wait. I'll pay you for singing.
Red, Did you hear what he said?
Sure, boys. I'll pay you for singing.
How much?
Like the carols of old. Sing to me a rondelay of Christmas cheer, and I will give thee of the fairest of the land.
Oh, that guy's nuts. How much, mister?
Sing, lift your happy voices to the sky. Bring me happy tidings of the coming of the child. Sing, boys.
Sing, I tell you. Didn't you hear? He'll pay off.
Sing, boys.
Come on, Buck, do it. He'll give us dough. Maybe it ain't too late.
Yeah, sure, but what'll I sing?
You're disappointing me, too. All right. Goodbye.
No, wait, mister. He'll sing. I'll play for him. Listen.
I said that's enough. Here, take it. Okay. Good night.
Red, how much did he give you?
I don't know. Come on over by the light.
Gosh, Red, a buck, a whole buck.
Yeah.
Boy, are we good. Regular professionals, huh?
Yeah.
Bet you them opera crooners don't make that much, huh, Red?
Maybe it ain't too late.
Yeah, it ain't too late. We got this much, and gosh, it's early.
All right. Don't get to the pants. Let's keep moving.
Boy, do I feel good. Do I feel good. I come out on the stage. There's a million stuffed shirts waiting to hear me sing. I open me mouth. They start throwing dough at me. I catch $100, $1,000, $10,000. I open me mouth again.
And somebody sticks a muzzle on you. Now, will you stop wagging your jaw so much?
Hey, why are we going back this way for?
Because there's always something happening down by the river, ain't there?
Yeah. You mean like that time Droopy jumped in the river and saved that guy and got his watch and sold it for $15? You mean like that, huh, Red?
Sure, why not? Lots of guys don't feel good in a night like this. They start thinking about what they done or ain't done or what they got or ain't got, and they come down to the water and they hold everything.
What's the matter?
You got eyes, ain't you?
Girl.
Yeah.
Pretty?
Yeah.
Gosh, she ain't gonna...
How do I know? She's standing by the water, ain't she? Come on, let's take a gander.
What are you kids staring at? I said, what are you staring at?
We ain't done nothing.
All right, then do it someplace else. Go on, beat it. Why aren't you kids home?
You ain't so old yourself.
Well, I'll say she ain't.
Go away. Go on home, I told you. Haven't you heard? It's Christmas Eve. Yeah, Christmas Eve. You've been good little boy. Santa Claus will come down the chimney and fill your stockings with everything you want. But only if you've been good little boy. Bad little boys and girls, they don't get anything. No, not much. All they get is the best to eat and a good place to sleep and the kind of things you and I press our faces against the windows to get a look at. No. They don't get nothing. It's great to be good. It's great, I tell you. Great. I'm sorry. Christmas Eve isn't exactly the time to be crying.
You got a reason to cry.
You don't sound exactly like the spirit of holidays yourself.
Oh, I'm okay. You don't live around here, do you?
Around here? No, I don't.
I didn't think you did. I mean, it's dark here. Yeah, and plenty tough. I mean, girls.
Rich? She's growing or something.
Shut up.
Yeah. I should be scared, shouldn't I? But I'm not. And I'll tell you why I'm not. Because nothing New York can do to me can scare me anymore. Nothing, you hear me? Nothing. I've been here 2 years, alone. You know what that means? 2 years alone? I've heard all the questions, and I'm learning all the answers. And there isn't any answer for me. Listen. Bill, where are they coming from?
I don't know. The wind...
Church bell. They'll be ringing.
Red, let's grant.
Shut up, will you? Lady.
What?
Why don't you beat it?
Beat it. What I used to say to myself. I'd beat New York. I'd beat New York as no one ever beat her before. Why not? It wasn't just anybody walking in hopes that the streets would turn into gold beneath my feet. I had a spark inside them. Yes, I had. I knew it. It was there. And I'd make New York know it. They'd turn their heads and look at me in the street. They'd beat their hands together for me. And they'd wine me and dine me in love. Why not? Why not? But they didn't. And they haven't. And they won't. And I don't care. I don't care.
Lady, me and Buck, we'll take you home.
No.
But you can't stay here.
Maybe the city doesn't like you to laugh at. Maybe she wants you to come to her breathlessly, reverently, with your knees bending to the ground. I didn't do that, Rick. So tonight, I guess the city decided to get rid of me for good.
What's he talking about, Red?
2 weeks standing on my feet. The air in the store so thick, I said to myself 1,000 times if I could stop breathing. People around me, the hands out, the jaws moving. The faces going round and round my head as I try to talk to them. Yes, ma'am. I'll get your change. No, ma'am, that's the right size. Yes, ma'am, we're all out of that. No, ma'am, next aisle. Yes, ma'am, I'll wrap it up. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Day after day after day. So tonight they paid me off. And New York paid me off.
What do you mean?
On the subway. Someone in the crowd opened my bag.
Gosh.
That's good, isn't it? New York picked on the night before Christmas to pay me off for what I was going to do to her. Well, good night, boys. A happy holiday to both of you.
Gee, lady, don't.
Don't what? Don't laugh. Why not? It's a joke. Another farmer's daughter joke.
What?
Bells. Hear them again.
There's no bells,
but
lady.
I hear them. Yes, I do, and I know them. The church bells back home 100 miles away, and I hear them.
Gosh,
100 miles away, and yet they're 1,000,000 miles away because I got $3 left. New York's got the ring. Do they ring again? Can't you hear them? You must hear them, singing right over the water. The bells coming from right across the field where my mother is and my father. My mother will be hearing them, too. Listen to them. Listen to them. They're ringing over the water.
Lady, wait.
Ringing.
Wait, don't talk
ringing
like that. Wait.
Over the... Wait for what?
Go back there. Go back to your home, why don't you?
Go back. God in heaven, how I want to go back.
Well, why don't you?
The bus fare is $4, and I've got $3.
Dollar more.
Ever try to get a dollar in the city? You need it. You haven't got it. You look around you at the faces going by and you say to them, I need a dollar. I need a dollar. You say it, but you don't say it. Your lips move, but you don't say anything. And they don't hear you. A dollar. I've walked and I've walked all these hours and that's all I've been saying. A dollar. A dollar and you'll be back home with them. They want you. They need you. You won't have to fight anymore. You wake up in the morning and it'll be quiet. And you'll see the meadow outside. And someone will call up from downstairs. Your breakfast, daughter. And you won't have to rush and you won't have to shout. And there won't be dead faces around you. And there won't be burning eyes asking you, what do you got for me, baby? What do you got? Just peace and quiet and rest. And all for a doll. But I haven't got it. I haven't got it.
Lady, wait. You have.
No. No.
Look, fell out of your coat just then. Maybe the lining.
A doll? Red.
Shut up, Buck. Yeah, lady, a dollar. Yours.
But how?
Well, out of your lining, I tell you. Must have got caught in there when you put your dough away. Yeah, that's it.
Gee, Red.
You want a slap in the mouth? I mean him, lady. Always popping off. Ain't it swell? Now you can hop that bus and scram home and have a real Christmas, huh, lady?
Oh, Red.
Hey, now, wait a minute. Ain't you done enough sob stuff, ain't you?
Oh.
Yeah, sure. Now go on, beat it, quick.
Yeah, I... Oh, Red. If not for you,
I didn't do nothing.
Finding my money, I... Red.
Hey, wait, don't.
Goodbye.
Kissed you.
Yeah.
Nice going, Big Shot. A buck for a kiss.
What?
I said a buck for a kiss. Yeah, I know that. Fill out of the line and stuff. Well, don't give me that baloney. I saw you. It was our dollar. See, ours.
So what?
So what? The buck I made for singing, and he gives it away, and he asked me, so what?
Yeah, I'm asking. So what? So nothing ever happened, see? We never sang for no guy, and he never gave us no buck. So how could I give it away, huh? Huh?
Well, okay.
Come on, this is our street. Let's get back to our fire.
Sure, Red. Red.
Huh?
There's one thing you kind of forgot, wise guy who never had a buck. How about tomorrow, huh? With that dollar, we could have...
Okay, you asked for it. Now I'm going to bat your ears off. I'm going to hit you
Red,
so hard...
Red, don't hit me, please. Red, don't.
Oh, okay, but keep your mouth shut. About things, see? Keep it shut.
I got shut, Red. I got shut.
Okay. Well, back again.
Gee, fire's still good, ain't it?
Yeah.
Red.
Huh?
Shall we go home now?
You said you'd keep your mouth shut. Now you're at it again. Now go on, beat it, you punker. Go on, scram around.
Red. Red, wait.
Wait for what?
Them kids coming this way.
Kids? Yeah. Well, who are they?
I don't know. They look at them. Fur bennies and everything.
Couple of rich punks swarming, eh? I'll fix them. Hey, yo.
You speaking to me?
I ain't talking to your grandma. What are you punks doing here?
I don't see that that's any of your concern.
Red, did you hear the guy talk? Any of your concern? He's a regular professor.
Shut up, Buck. Listen, you. What's your moniker?
My what?
Red, he no speak English.
Listen, Boise, I'm asking you your name.
It happens to be Robert Livingston Matthews, Jr. This is my brother, Richard.
How do you do?
Did you hear that, Red? A little punk and he's got three names.
Lay off, Buck. Listen, you guys. Don't you know it ain't healthy to come down this street?
I don't see why not.
Because it's my street, see? And I'm particular who wears out the sidewalk.
Hey, Poisey, is that real fun, you Benny?
My name happens to be Richard.
Okay, Poisey, so it's Richard. But is that real fun, you Benny?
What's he talking about, Robert?
Don't you guys know about nothing? My brother's asking you if that's real fur on your coat.
Of course it is.
Oh, so that's what happened to Mrs. Krausmeier's cat.
I don't think that was very funny.
Yeah? Well, how'd you like a little talking to Puss? How'd you like it, eh? How'd you like it?
Lay off, Buck. Listen, you guys. Where you from and what you're doing here?
It's none of your concern, and I don't see
no,
why...
No, wait, Robert. I'll tell them. I don't see that it makes any difference.
Okay, punk. Stop talking.
We live in the Edgewater Towers over there. I'm Richard, and this is Robert. We're 15. Our father was president of the General Bank Corporation. And when he died, he left us each $1 million in trust. We live with our mother. And I've taken boxing lessons from George Leonard, the ex-champion. There. Is there anything else you'd like to know?
Gee, Red. Did you hear? He's got $1 million and boxing lessons from the champ.
Are you guys shooting the bull?
My brother Richard was telling you the exact precise truth.
Yeah, $1 million.
If you got $1 million, what are you here for?
We're out to make a night of it.
What did he say, Red?
He said that we're out to make a night of it. You mind if we sit down here by your fire while we talk?
You see, we're rather cold.
Okay, if you want to squat.
That's better. Nice fire you boys have here.
Yeah, we got a fire and you got $1 million.
No, we haven't exactly got it.
I told you he was bending our ears.
Is that so? Well, my brother said it was in trust. That means we don't get it until we're 21. That's 6 more years.
Why ain't you home?
I told you. We're out to make a night of it. We'll show her.
She can't do that to us.
What are you talking about?
Should we tell him, Robert?
Why not?
You guys ain't taking a run-out powder.
You mean, are we running away? Certainly not. We're just going to stay out all night and teach our mother when we say a thing, we mean it.
Absolutely.
Teach your mother a lesson, huh? What's it all about?
Well, you know, tomorrow's Christmas.
Yeah.
Well, we asked our mother to get us a new boat.
Yes, we told her we wanted a starboat, the kind you can sail in.
And we just found out that she didn't buy us a boat at all.
No, she didn't. So we're out to make a night of it and teach her a lesson.
Great. Listen to these guys.
Hold it, Buck. Listen, you guys, are you giving me the works?
You mean, are we fooling you? Certainly not.
We definitely told Mother weeks ago that a starboat was the Christmas present we wanted. And if that's all the attention she pays to our wishes, well, we're going to make her sorry. Believe you me.
We're even going to stay out all night.
Did you hear that, Red? Gonna stay out all night.
We are, too. Under the circumstances, it's the only way to teach our mother a lesson. Don't you fellas agree with us?
Yeah. When our mama don't buy us boats, we always stay out all night, don't we, Red?
Shut up, Buck. Tell me, how much did that boat you wanted cost?
Oh, about $400 or $500, but what's the difference? We've got a right to be angry.
Yeah. Somebody don't give you the present you got a right to want, I guess you got a reason to be sore.
You mean you and Buck were disappointed, too?
Yeah, sure we were. That's why we ain't home. That's why we're gonna make a night of it.
Are you sure you're not going to get the present?
Not a chance.
Then you know just how we feel.
Sure I know.
Was it something terribly expensive?
Yeah, sure. Cost 20.
Not as much as our present.
No, not 500. $5.
You mean $5?
Yeah.
Good heavens, what kind of a present can you get for $5?
A dress for my ma.
Oh, we're sorry, but...
What have you got to be sorry about? I ain't asking you to be sorry. You just asked me and I told you. You come around here crying because Santa Claus didn't stick a boat down your stock. So you're going to walk around the streets all night to your old lady. You'll see she done wrong and do what you wanted to do. And then you want me to tell you that you're acting like a couple of smart guys. Well, I'm telling you this. Me and Buck have got an old lady, too. But we ain't got an old man who died with a trust fund. So tomorrow's going to be just another day for my ma. And if you'd walk the street all night just to make your old lady sorry, me, I'd walk the street from now till next Christmas if I only knew some way I could make mine glad. Now, go on. Pick up your marbles and get out of here.
But, Red, we...
Get out of here, I say. Go on, get out.
Red, wait. We'd like to...
Get out of here, I tell you. I don't care if you learn how to fight from a million chance. If you don't scram out of here, I'll throw you in the river. Go on, beat it.
You guys better go. Red, he's awful sore.
All right. But where will...
I think we'll go home.
Yes. Well, Merry Christmas to you, Red. And you, Buck. Come on, Richard.
Merry Christmas, fellas.
They're gone, Red. You don't have to be sore anymore.
I'm okay.
Hey, Red. Look.
What's the matter?
Look what I found where that guy Robert was sitting.
Dough.
Yeah. $5. $5, Red. Just what we needed. $5.
We ain't taking that dough. We got to give it back to him. We got to. Hey, fellas.
But they're gone. Look, they ain't inside. They ran away. They left it for us.
Yeah. For us. Merry Christmas, fellas.
You have been listening to the Columbia Workshops production of Red on the Waters. The part of Red was played by Charles Powers, Buck by James Donnelly, the girl by Ann Shepherd, the cop Frank Lovejoy, Father Fogarty John McGovern, the drunk Santos Ortega, and the rich boys Charles Bellin and Dick Clayton. The orchestra was conducted by Alexander Cordes, and the entire production was under the direction of Earl McGill. Next Thursday night at this same time, the Columbia Workshop will present Crosstown Manhattan, a documentary broadcast of a single New York street, 52nd Street, from the East River to the Hudson, written by Travis Ingham. Your announcer is Niles Welch. Columbia Broadcasting System.